Hey, y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen this week. And Bobby's here with me, and we're talking about Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, so you know Christmas time, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
I love Christmas, too. It's just a little hard when, you know, we've been blessed with so much. It's hard to figure out what to buy folks, you know?
Is that what it's about?
No, it's not.
It's a little over-commercialized.
We've all been kind of sucked into that, though, Bobby.
You know what, though? Nowadays, with the internet, you could really get a lot of things without ever even...
I know. So anyway, you know, I do the turkeys and the hams and all that for Christmas. I mean, for Thanksgiving. But for Christmas, I am jonesing for that beef.
Really?
Yes. So this Christmas, Michael will be making his shrimp stuffed twice-baked potatoes.
Speaking of turkeys and hams.
Yeah, speaking
Groover.
Of Groover. So he'll be doing that potato. So it doesn't matter what meat I have. Those potatoes go with anything, and they're so delicious.
Twice-baked potatoes? Is that what you
said? Twice-baked. Yeah, stuffed with shrimp.
Oh, I love them.
I know. They're so good. So I think this year I'm doing tenderloins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I'll do the standing rib roast, y'all. But this year I think I'm going to do the tenderloins because it's so easy. And do you know you can get you can have your tenderloin cooked in like 25 minutes.
Yeah.
If you like it medium rare.
Yeah. They're not difficult to do a tenderloin.
And on Positively Paula, you know, I shared a beef tenderloin recipe on there that Phil Hathaway shared with me.
Cracked black pepper.
Yes,
so
just coated in cracked black pepper and the zest of an orange on top.
Mm-hmm.
And you rub it with a little baking soda. It's phenomenal.
Some of the best recipes are the simplest.
Yes.
And when you have a good piece of meat, you don't really need to over-season it.
But this recipe is just wonderful. And, you know, it really is a formula about the baking soda and the orange zest.
Why baking soda? I don't know.
It's to make your meat kind of sticky so that your orange zest and your black peppers will stick to it.
Oh.
To stick to your meat. And so I think I'm going to do that. And the hardest part about the recipe, y'all, is cracking those black peppercorns, the whole peppercorns.
Could you not just use a...
No, it's not the same thing, son.
Hmm.
You have to cook off your peppers, your peppercorns first.
All right. And then how do you crack them?
No, you beat them up first. And
How do you do it?
Well, we normally just take one of my little black skillets, you know, and pound them that way. A bunch at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I got a little coffee grinder, so I'm going to try it in my coffee grinder for Christmas.
And a pepper mill, grinds it too fine? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, because you want those peppercorns just almost cracked in two.
Yeah, real big.
Yes, you don't want them crushed.
Mm-hmm.
And because you've cooked them, you cooked away a lot of the heat, like the oil in the skillet.
Mm-hmm. So you just taste
if you
taste the pepper.
That oil, it will set your mouth afire.
Really? I don't do a lot of black pepper or anything.
But it's not that hot on your meat.
But I've had Phil's recipe for that tenderloin.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's delicious too. There is a lot of people serve either a standing rib roast or tenderloin. I think a lot of y'all... by the time Christmas rolls around, you're kind of tired of the turkey and ham.
Yeah, I think tenderloin's pretty traditional for Christmas.
But I've got a recipe for the perfect, the foolproof standing rib roast. You'll have to get the cookbook.
Yeah.
It's in the second cookbook, son. I think it's the second one, maybe the first one.
You got so many books, you don't even know where you're at.
I know.
Many recipes, I can't even tell you. You're going to have to buy the book.
I get confused.
Can't remember
but
all the recipes.
If you will follow that recipe to the T, because, you know, a standing rib roast can really, really, really be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the bone and everything. They weigh a lot. And you don't want to spend that much money on a piece of meat and then
Run it.
So if you will, you can look up the recipe on the website, I'm sure, Foolproof Standing Rib Roast.
Yeah.
And it is will come out perfect. I don't care if you're cooking a 5-pound rib roast or a 10-pound rib roast. Mm. Let's take a break. You look like you're going to sleep.
Everybody has a favorite holiday tradition, and for me, I love giving gourmet goodies from HarryandDavid.com. Harry and David has something delicious for everybody on your list, including me. In fact, I've got ahead of the holidays, and I enjoyed preparing a wonderful fresh pear salad with those delicious, juicy pears. Entertaining over the holidays is so easy, especially when you can gather all around and enjoy treats from Harry and David. And right now, Harry and David is offering you 20% off your holiday purchase. That's 20% off all the Christmas gifts and goodies that the lucky person on your list can handle. Sending any of Harry and David's delicious goodies is a perfect way to show your friends, family, and coworkers just how much you're thankful for them. And whether they're a chocolate lover, a late-night snacker, or a wine lover, or a holiday hostess, Harry and David has something for everybody to love. And I think 20% off your holiday order is an amazing deal, but you have to hurry because it expires Friday. Harry and David is part of the 1-800-Flowers family of brands and the company that I go to for all my holiday gift giving and my entertaining needs. To get 20% off select holiday favorites now, go to HarryandDavid.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Paula. That's HarryandDavid.com. Click the radio icon and enter code P-A-U-L-A for 20% off. Hurry, y'all, because the offer ends Friday.
All right, so welcome back. Christmas Day, it'll be like chaotic at my house.
It's the best.
It is so good.
So, but let's talk about the food. What should I bring?
Nothing. 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 You can bring a little appetizer or something, but you know, I keep that meal so simple. It'll be a salad, beef, potatoes, and bread.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to do...
But so let me tell you, last night...
Okay.
Yesterday afternoon, Maddie called me. Matthew is Jamie and Brooke's youngest son, y'all. He called and he said, Ginny, have you bought Jack and me anything for Christmas yet? And I said, yes, I have. So by 45 minutes later, I hear a knock on the door. And it's Jamie and Maddie. And Jamie said, Maddie just wanted to come visit you.
And look under the tree.
I said, well, that's wonderful, Maddie. I'm so glad you did. And he looked up at me. He says, Ginny, are those presents wrapped? And I said, no, son, they're not wrapped yet. And his little face just fell.
Did he want to make sure he didn't see them, or he wanted to see if he could open some?
He wanted to touch them.
Okay.
He wanted to touch them and guess what they were, but I didn't have any wrapped yet. And I said, but you're going to love it because I've heard you talk about these. Well, how many did you buy me? You know, one time he told Henry, another one of our grandchildren,
not spoiled at all, any of these people.
No, they're not. But the grandparents are supposed to. So Maddie goes up to Henry one day, and I think it was Jamie happened to overhear. Maddie says, listen, when you want something, Henry, don't ask your mama. Go to Ginny.
Learning. Learning young.
Yeah. Maddie's already got my number.
And your phone number. He's calling you, asking you if you've bought his gifts yet.
Yeah.
Then he's coming over to make sure that you've bought his gifts.
Yes, yes. So, you know, I've got those huge stockings that each grandchild has with their name on it.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And, they're so much fun. And so I'm thinking about putting the stockings out so they can see their gifts, but not being able to open it till Christmas Day. What do you think?
I think it's...
lots of times.
I think that's a good idea.
I don't wrap everything.
I don't think it's going to work out that way.
Well, Jamie said that they finally put a present to Jack and Maddie under the tree.
It's about time.
You have forgotten what it's like to be 5 years old.
Apparently. Oh, I remember.
But Jamie said as soon as he came in and saw his present under the tree with his name on it.
Trembling.
He walked around with it for 6 hours. Mm. 6 hours rubbing it, shaking it, trying to guess what it was. And finally, I think he went off to another room and opened it. He couldn't stand it. 6 hours.
to be a kid.
I know. He fondled that Christmas present. I know it. We just forget the excitement that you feel at 5 or 6 years old.
Leaving those cookies and milk out. I love Christmas growing up.
I know. It was
great. I still love it.
I know. I do too.
But for different reasons now.
So, yeah. What kind of appetizer are you going to bring?
Date paste. Fig leaves.
Oh, that
sounds good. You know, I don't know. I just did, you know, it's fun to sometimes bring things. I don't know. You know what I do? You know what I do that's good? I do roast chicken and a chicken and roast vegetables dish that's so good. Do you remember I brought it to your house one time?
You brought it one Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Oh, boy, was that good.
It was delicious.
Not bringing that.
No, don't bring that because that's like a meal. Mm-hmm. Just bring an appetizer.
Okay. I'll think of something.
Well, listen, if y'all have any questions.
Well, this has been amazing.
I know. Hadn't it been amazing? If y'all.
Did you get my gifts yet?
No.
Are they wrapped? Can I come shake them?
No. So let me tell you what I did one year, son. I was 15 years old, and Mama and Bubba had gone to the grocery store. So that made Bubba 8 years old, mm-hmm. So I didn't have to keep him that day. He went with Mama. So I had the house all to myself. It was like a week or two before Christmas, and all the gifts were under the tree.
You bad thing.
I did.
You opened every one of them.
I went in there in the living room. And
you opened Bubba's too, didn't you?
No, I didn't open Bubba's. I didn't care what he got.
You should have opened Bubba's.
I opened every one of my gifts, and I was so mad when I got through. Because I didn't want any of that stuff. I didn't get what I wanted.
You turned. And you rewrapped them all?
Yes. I mean, I did it so carefully, you couldn't tell.
Did you ever tell your parents? Did they know?
I probably told Mama eventually, but...
I'm disgusted.
I was disgusted. I was so disgusted with myself.
But you were disgusted with your parents because they didn't get you what you wanted.
Pretty much. Pretty much. But
terrible.
It ruined Christmas for me.
You ruined Christmas for you.
I ruined Christmas for me. And I said, I would never, ever do that again. Never, ever. It would remain a surprise.
So for all you kids out there.
That are
take it from Paula. Don't open your gifts.
Don't open your
don't
gifts.
Ruin Christmas don't for your ruin family. Christmas. It's not the only ruined Christmas we've ever had.
No, it isn't. Well, I hope y'all are getting caught up on your Christmas shopping and you got your menu all planned and that you're going to be surrounded by people that you love, love, love.
It's the best time of the year.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy it.
It is. We're all conscious of how fortunate we are and how much we have to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all have any questions on your menus or some recipes, you can always...
Buy the book. That's what you told me.
No, you can go to pauladean.com and check out some recipes there. Maybe it can help you out
some
trying
good
to
ones.
Decide.
It's some good ones.
Yeah, there is some great ones. But like I said, if you're thinking about that standing rib roast for Christmas, check out that foolproof standing rib roast recipe.
I'm thinking about that standing rib roast recipe for Christmas.
Oh, you're bringing standing rib to my house?
No.
Merry Christmas,
y'all.
You are. I'm trying to work with a brat over here.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Standing rib roast sounds great.
I know.
You going to make it?
I may do that. I don't know. Either tenderloin or standing rib roast.
Just do it.
I'm going to surprise you.
Don't think
you.
About it.
Don't open it until Christmas Day.
Date paste. That's what you're getting.
Mm-mm. I don't want date paste. I don't like it. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Everybody has a favorite holiday tradition, and for me, I love giving gourmet goodies from HarryandDavid.com. Harry and David has something delicious for everybody on your list, including me. In fact, I've got ahead of the holidays, and I enjoyed preparing a wonderful fresh pear salad with those delicious juicy pears. Entertaining over the holidays is so easy, especially when you can gather all around and enjoy treats from Harry and David. And right now, Harry and David is offering you 20% off your holiday purchase. That's 20% off all the Christmas gifts and goodies that the lucky person on your list can handle. Sending any of Harry and David's delicious goodies is a perfect way to show your friends, family, and coworkers just how much you're thankful for them. And whether they're a chocolate lover, a late-night snacker, or a wine lover, or a holiday hostess, Harry and David has something for everybody to love. And I think 20% off your holiday order is an amazing deal, but you have to hurry because it expires Friday. Harry and David is part of the 1-800-Flowers family of brands and the company that I go to for all my holiday gift giving and my entertaining needs. To get 20% off select holiday favorites now, go to HarryandDavid.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Paula. That's HarryandDavid.com. Click the radio icon and enter code P-A-U-L-A for 20% off. Hurry, y'all, because the offer ends Friday.